Hello, self-developers, and welcome to the Patrick Kelly Podcast for Self-Development, where I will be reviewing audible books on self-development that can change your life for the better this year and years to come. It is said that if we keep on doing what we always did, we will keep on getting what we always got. In other words, to change our output, we first have to change our input. Today is June 27th, 2021, and this is episode 24, and today we'll be reviewing the audible book, The Magic of Thinking Big, Acquire the Secrets of Success by David J. Schwartz. This audible book will teach you how to become successful by thinking big. The size of your success is only limited by the size of your thinking. If you think small with small ideas and small ambitions, then your success in turn will be small. But if you think big and believe in yourself, then your success will also be big. No matter who you are or what you are or where you are right now, you can start thinking big. The belief that faith can move mountains is the essence of thinking big. Life is too short to be little. Chapter 1. Believe you can and you will succeed. Belief works this way. The I'm positive I can attitude generates the power, skill, and energy needed to do. When you believe I can do it, the how to do it develops. The how to do it always comes to the person who believes he can do it. Believing you can succeed makes others place confidence in you. Those who believe they can move mountains do. Those who believe they cannot, cannot. Belief triggers the power to do. Belief in success is the one basic, absolute, essential ingredient of successful people. Believe, really believe you can succeed, and you will. Belief is the thermostat that regulates what we accomplish in life. A person is a product of his own thoughts and belief. Chapter 2. Cure yourself of excuse-itis, the failure disease. Every failure has this disease in its advanced form, and the most average persons have a mild case of it. Excuse-itis explains the difference between the person who is going places and the fellow who is barely holding his own. The more successful the individual is, the less inclined he is to make excuses. The person who has gone nowhere and has no plans for getting anywhere has a book full of reasons to explain why. We must try to vaccinate ourselves against excuse-itis, the disease of failure. Success comes from doing those things and mastering those principles that produce success. Chapter 3. Build confidence and destroy fear. We must recognize fear before we can conquer it. Fear is success enemy number one. Fear stops people from capitalizing on opportunity. Fear wears down physical vitality. Fear makes people sick. Fear explains why millions of people accomplish little and enjoy little. Action is the only cure for fear. Hesitation only magnifies fear. Successful people specialize in putting positive thoughts into their memory bank. Destroy your negative thoughts before those thoughts become mental monsters. Confident action produces confident thinking. So to think confidently. Act the way you want to feel. Chapter 4. How to think big. Where success is concerned, people are not measured in inches or pounds or college degrees or family background. They are measured by the size of their thinking. How big we think determines the size of our accomplishments. The greatest human weakness is self-deprecation, that is defined as selling oneself short. Philosophers for thousands of years have issued good advice, and that advice is, man, know thyself. But for most people, it seems to interpret this suggestion to mean, know only thy negative self. Most self-evaluation consists of making long mental lists of one's faults, shortcomings, and inadequacies. To think big, we must use words and phrases that produce big, positive mental images. Look at things not as they are, but as they can be. Visualization adds value to everything. A big thinker always visualizes what can be done in the future. Why? Because he is not stuck in the present. Chapter 5, How to Think and Dream Creatively. Creative thinking is simply finding new improved ways to do anything. The rewards of all types of success, success in the home, success at work, success in the community, hinge on finding ways to do things better. To do anything, you must first believe it can be done. Believing something can be done sets the mind in motion to find a way to do it. When you believe, your mind finds a way to do. When you believe something is impossible, your mind goes to work for you to prove why. But when you believe, really believe something can be done, your mind goes to work for you and helps you find ways to do it. Believing something can be done paves the way for creative solutions. Belief that something can't be done is destructive thinking. Belief releases creative powers. We release creative powers with the belief that anything is possible. Chapter 6, You Are What You Think You Are. Nothing is good or bad, but thinking makes it so. Others see in us what we see in ourselves. We see the right kind of treatment we think we deserve. Thinking makes this so. The person who thinks he is inferior, regardless of what his real qualifications may be, is inferior. For thinking regulates action. To be important, we must think we are important. How you think determines how you act. How you act, in turn, determines how others react to you. To gain the respect of others, you must first think you deserve respect. And the more respect you have for yourself, the more respect others will have for you. Self-respect shows through in everything we do. Your physical exterior affects your mental interior. How you look on the outside affects how you think and feel on the inside. Chapter 7, Manage Your Environment. Go first class. Your mind is an amazing mechanism. When your mind works one way, it can carry you forward to outstanding success. But the same mind operating in a different manner can produce a total failure. The mind is the most delicate and the most sensitive instrument in all creation. The body is what the body is fed. By the same token, the mind is what the mind is fed. Mind food is your environment, which are all countless things that influence your conscious and subconscious thought. The kind of mind food we consume determines our habits, attitudes, and personality. Each of us inherited a certain capacity to develop, but how much of that capacity we have developed and the way we have developed, that capacity depends on the kind of mind food we feed it. The mind reflects what its environment feeds it, just as surely as the body reflects the food you feed it. As the saying goes, you are a product of your environment. Better yet, make your environment a product of you. Chapter 8, Make Your Attitudes Your Allies. We read attitudes through expressions and voice tones and inflections. When our attitude is right, our abilities reach a maximum of effectiveness and good results inevitably follow. Right attitudes make you effective in dealing with people and enable you to develop as a leader. To activate others, you must first activate yourself. To activate others, to get them to be enthusiastic, you must first be enthusiastic yourself. A man who lacks enthusiasm never develops it in others, but a person who is enthusiastic soon has enthusiastic followers. Enthusiasm or lack of it shows through in everything you do and say. People will do more for you when you make them feel important. The big thinker always adds value to people by visualizing them at their best. Because he thinks big about people, he gets their best out of them. Chapter 9, Think Right Toward People. Success depends on the support of other people. The only hurdle between you and what you want to be is the support of others. Think right toward people and they will like and support you. Think first class about everyone around you and you will see first class results in return. A person either supports you willingly or he doesn't support you at all. We are lifted to higher levels by those who know us as likable, personable individuals. Every friend you make lifts you just one notch higher, and being likable makes you lighter to lift. Successful people follow a plan for liking people. People like people who also like them. Chapter 10, Get the Action Habit. Successful people are active people. The test of a successful person is not an ability to eliminate all problems before they arise, but to meet and work out difficulties when they do arise. We must be willing to make an intelligent compromise with perfection, lest we wait forever before taking action. It's still good advice to cross bridges as we come to them. Meet problems and obstacles as they arise. The test of a successful person is not the ability to eliminate all problems before he takes action, but rather the ability to find solutions to difficulties when he encounters them. Action feeds and strengthens confidence. Inaction in all forms feed fear. To fight fear, act. Closing thoughts. On a scale of 1 to 5, I would give this Audible book a solid 5 for revealing the magic of thinking big and how to acquire the secrets of success. To find out more about this Audible book, go to www.audible.com and download this Audible book, or Google David J. Schwartz for more information about the author. Please subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcast platform and share this episode via text or email with friends and family and other people that you care about. And if you are listening on Apple Podcasts, please leave a review. For more episodes of the Patrick Kelly Podcast for Self-Development, go to www.thepatrickkellypodcast.com. If you would like to donate a dollar or more to the support of this podcast, click the donate button at www.thepatrickkellypodcast.com, and I'll be sure to thank you on the next episode. This is the end of this podcast for today. Tune in next week, Sunday, for the next episode and the next Audible book of over 300 books that I'll be reviewing on the Patrick Kelly Podcast for Self-Development. If you enjoyed this podcast, take a moment to rate and review on Apple Podcasts. This really helps me out. Feel free to share this podcast with someone you care about. And remember, your life does not get better by chance. It gets better by change. Take care.